04.
So man, Zimuenda. Soweto, amanko, Zimuenda. Muenda, po, hello, direct Soweto, Muenda, amanko, suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Wakastoma, Zipiango, Wakastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musavimperera Kwarera 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 Kwarera
Kwarera Kwarera. Test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kamala residents celebrate the commissioning of new paved roads. Government concerned over rising motorcycle accidents in Northern Province. And in African news, a landslide at the Ara Congo Coltan mine leaves more than 200 dead. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Kamala Township are celebrating the commissioning of three newly paved roads in Kamala Ward 5. The roads were constructed under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF program. And speaking after the commissioning, the residents expressed their happiness, saying the development will help ease movements in the area, especially during the rainy season when some roads become almost impassable. They have since appealed to the Lusaka City Council to extend the similar works to other roads in Kamala that remain in a poor state. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents said the project is a clear indication that development is taking shape in their community. The constructed roads Ankaka, Lui and Lusitu are the first to be paved under the 2025 CDF program in the area. And in a related development, the Lusaka City Council has announced the completion of asphalt works on the several key roads under the 700 million Kwacha Urban Road Upgrade Project in the city. The works are carried out by Lumandwe Resources Limited, covered Acacia Road as Simon Mwansa Kapwepwe Road, parts of Ibex Hill Main Street, New Kasama Road and Ibex Hill Road. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the development marks a major milestone in the council's efforts to improve the road infrastructure in the city. Ms. Mwamba says the upgraded roads will improve the traffic flow, enhance road safety, and provide a more durable road network for motorists and residents. She explains that the project, funded by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and supervised by the Lusaka City Council, forms part of the 40.1-kilometer road rehabilitation program aimed at upgrading selected roads to bituminous standard. Ms. Mwamba adds that the contractor has now moved on to the road marking the drainage works to protect the newly constructed surfaces.
The project, funded by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and supervised by Lusaka City Council, is designed to alleviate traffic congestion on key routes whilst enhancing road quality, safety and durability. The contractor has proceeded to undertake road marking works and upgrade drainage systems on the aforementioned roads in order to improve safety and prevent water damage to the newly constructed surfaces.
Some beneficiaries of the Cash for Worker Transfer Program in Kapirimpoche District have expressed anger after being unexpectedly left out of the program. The affected people, among them persons with disabilities, the elderly and vulnerable women, have accused some community welfare assistance committee members and social welfare officers of allegedly favoring individuals who do not qualify for the support. The beneficiaries say the development has left them struggling to make ends meet and have since appealed to relevant authorities to intervene in the matter. They told Kombon Radio News that although the registration process appeared transparent, they're surprised that their names did not appear on the final list of beneficiaries.
But you for to share. No, but in Shamash Nancy, I have a day to Lango, but yeah, if my mom Kalafola, Malambo, Chloe, Dentalam, and Paca, Smuka Foli. In she, Impia, she should be quick. In the Quempi, I come for a ship and I didn't mention a computer Monsevari and say the nation so no Kunko, Pavari, and Copa. Every Shania Quanti. Dimikashwamun de A.
Takumatio A. One day, Shania, Kuchakuranda, Nadin Beshi. After Nadin Beshina. Yari fumine no kufuma, after ya fuma, fai no baisa atupunda, mwema lepo keshi mpia ni mwevu. Soko tuwalero lele shwe mpia kuwa shire landati. Amashina enu imwena, amashina, ama tuwala pera kwa oro wa shire mkupunda shire punda. Amashina tuwala pera kwa yan tuwala fumine, ayamashina ashi fumine ito tuwala pere. So chumifoto tule rombako, ishi na liandiri yari fumine, faino, ne mpia wala ndati mjingiro kupoka ishi mpia. So inasho ndai ishi anyako, kuja kwa wati, mpia shandi, shiriku isa, mwabu teko, ndole kesha imposha kwa tapa kwa kuboko, baba pia shuanzivari, kolo ndimurima.
Meanwhile, efforts to get a comment from the Ministry of Community Development and Social Welfare in Kapirimpoche failed by broadcast time as officers were reportedly out of office. Government has expressed concern over the rising number of motorcycle-related accidents in Northern Province. Speaking during Police Day commemoration in Kasama, Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu said the region has recently recorded an increase in motorcycle accidents, largely due to riders failing to comply with the traffic regulations. Mr. Mpundu urged motorists to follow road rules and called on motorcycle owners to ensure their bikes are properly registered and that riders possess valid licenses. He also assured officers from the Zambia Police Service that government remains committed to equipping the service to improve operational efficiency. Mr. Mpundu further urged the officers to maintain professionalism and avoid conduct that could damage the image of the service. Earlier, Northern Division Deputy Commanding Officer Charles Mbita raised concerns over rising cases of aggravated robberies targeting motorcycle riders, warning that some riders have been attacked by organized criminal groups. He advised riders to avoid unnecessary night movements and prioritize their safety. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene karangira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 140. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg repu, 380. 50 kg Chinese.